Month is almost over. Did you buy any Halloween candy this weekend?
No. But on my own Facebook page, I took a picture of myself with a 22-foot tall inflatable Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Not that I'm plugging this, but you know, Home Depot and Lowe's are the places in Walmart. That's when they have the inflatables. This one is 22 feet. It's not as big as the real one, or the one from the movie, obviously.
So are you telling me we now have Halloween inflatables to go along with, like, Christmas inflatables?
Yeah, they've been out there for a while.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, since I've had, at least for the last 10, 12 years, I had an inflatable...
I guess you're right, yeah.
Black cat sitting on top of a pumpkin.
Do you have any big spiders?
No, I make my own spiders with trash bags and, like, leaves or newspaper. You fill them up. You take ten trash bags. You put them together, and then that's for the two for the body. Fill them up, and then you take the ones, you know, eight of them for the legs, and you kind of stuff them and twist them, and then you can make a big giant spider.
Hmm.
Somebody who knows probably about crafting and making things for Halloween, former teacher, Senator Gail Manning. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Right? Well, thank you, Bruce.
Does this time of the year, you know, when you have, as an educator, right?
Yes.
Wasn't there times where you would look to see the theme of the year?
Yes, and I'm not very creative, so I always had to turn to other people that were, or, you know, you'd have to go online or whatever to come up with your ideas. But you're exactly right. Teachers are great at that.
I always remember when they allowed us as special, if you were a special student, you could help to decorate the bulletin board. At least that's back in the day. the themed bulletin board for the month, whether it was leaves or the hand turkeys or something like that.
It was an honor.
But right? Now you've moved on from educator to, you're educating the public, I guess, through things you do at the State House. Talk about some of
And actually, they probably educate me more about, you know, being a third grade teacher for 37 years and teaching young kids. You know, you learn a lot about education, but you also learn that you have to listen to other people. And I have the opportunity to go all around Lorain and Huron counties, which I represent, and go to businesses and schools. And it's just remarkable but what's going on, you know, in our district. So I've so enjoyed learning so much about the area.
Can I have you move a little closer to the microphone?
Sure can.
I just want to make
How's
sure.
That?
That's better. Thank you.
Now, in this term, I believe I read, you were named Majority Whip.
That's correct.
Now, what does that mean, and how do you get to become Majority Whip?
Your fellow colleagues have to vote for you, and I got it because no one else wanted it. I don't know, but I'm enjoying it. There are four of us in leadership, and I've had the opportunity to step up in the middle because someone had left. And so the person that was Majority Whip moved up to President Pro Tem. I moved up to Majority Whip, which means you're supposed to be whipping the votes. So
do you have to what is that? You have to twist arms or what?
By the way, I believe it's pronounced whip, right?
Whip. Yeah. So is that what it is? It's
basically, you know, and everybody knows basically before you go to the floor how you're going to be voting. So, you know, it just gives me the opportunity to make sure that, you know, everybody understands the issues and they're on board and, you know, if they have any questions.
Now, is that within your own party or is it,
That's correct.
So you're not trying to get Democrats to go along.
And I feel very strongly that we do need, a majority of our votes, about 90% of our votes, are bipartisan. And so I feel very strongly that, yes, to make Ohio a better place, you need to reach across the aisle. But, I've always tried to encourage them, but, you know, it's a different thing.
Sure. So this week, you're here today, but you go back to Columbus when?
I'm going back tomorrow morning, very early. We are having committees tomorrow. We have an Education and Health Committee tomorrow. And we are having some votes on Wednesday, so we will be in session on Wednesday.
What kind of bills on Wednesday?
We have a couple of really good bills. One is House Bill 300, which Representative Manning, my son Nathan, is carrying along with joint sponsoring with Representative Nan Baker in Westlake. And what this basically does is if somebody has killed somebody and they have been driving drunk, they have their license suspended up to life, but they can get it back within 15 years. Unfortunately, that 15 years starts clicking when they're in jail. So if they've been in jail for 14 years, they get out, in a year, they get their license back. What this bill does is change that 15 years does not start counting until they get out of jail.
What about people who need that kind of transportation
That's allowed for work, you know, medical, you know, so that is all allowed for that. So it does give some flexibility to the judge. The other bill that we are voting on, and I feel very important about, is Senator Jones is carrying it. She's done a commission on infant mortality. We found that we are one of the worst states in the nation on the number of deaths of children in infant mortality, which is anywhere from 0 to 1 year. So they've set together a commission. We are now voting on a bill that will give some direction to Ohio Department of Health on what they need to be doing to make sure data is collected correctly, that we are educating the public on exactly what they should do. Children should be on their backs, not on their tummies. There should be nothing in the bed, no bumper pads, no blankets, no pillows, until a certain age, because the children, they are suffocating. And you shouldn't be falling asleep with your children on you, which, you know, so many times we take those pictures, those endearing pictures of parents with children, you know, they're asleep and their child is asleep on them, and that can be very dangerous. So we're just trying to make sure that the public is informed of that.
It seems like some of that information changes every 10 or 15 years, though, right?
Yes, I know. When my children were small, we put them on their tummies, and we had bumper pads, but they're finding now that that's why some of these children have passed away, you know, not knowing why, but it was the suffocation.
Speaking of kids, you made news about a month ago when kids were going back to school in mid-August, and you suggested maybe this is not the best idea.
I totally agree. Yeah, and I'm giving testimony on this tomorrow, a sponsored testimony in education. And we're getting a lot of information from people, parents, teachers especially, and some, you know, school board members and superintendents that aren't as favorable. And what this does is basically says you're starting your school after Labor Day. Now, we've given the option of opting out. So if we have a school system that wants to opt out, that's fine, but they have to have a hearing, a public hearing, at least 30 days ahead of time and notify the public that there's going to be this public hearing where they can come in and weigh in on why they think schools should start after Labor Day.
Those hearings, though, would be much earlier in the year, I assume, because
Correct.
They set their school calendars.
They do. They set it very early. But what we've been hearing, especially in Lorain County, with our fair is so very, very popular. I have heard from many parents that basically say, our kids have to choose between being in a classroom or being in 4-H. We both know those are both educational issues. You know, 4-H is as important as being in a classroom. And, you know, we don't want to have to make children choose on being in a classroom that's 90 degrees inside. We have teachers that are sending us their indoor thermometers at 90 degrees. You know, these windows aren't opening up. One teacher said they had 7 fans in her room, only one provided by the school. And she said it's still not cooling it. You know, the windows aren't opening enough. So it's very hot in there. We're also finding economically it is better for the state. With tourism, if we start later, some of the states have done this, have shown us stats on this. So, you know, there's a lot of good reasons to start after Labor Day. That, you know, they can stop whenever they want.
Some of the school superintendents who I've talked to have said we want to start earlier because of state-mandated tests.
Correct.
Mandated by lawmakers like you.
That's correct.
So where do you draw the line?
You probably have heard me speak about I am not in favor of so many tests that we've been giving. We've done away with the PARC test. We've gone to what is called the AIM test, which is a lot less testing, which I'm very favorable about. But someone had suggested me, and I think it's a great suggestion, of putting in the bill that we start the tests a lot later and put a date down there when we're going to start those tests. I think that was a great idea that many people have suggested to me. So we will look into that.
You mentioned your son, Nathan.
Yes.
What's it like having someone in the family who's also
You know, it has been great. I tease him that one of the reasons I worked so hard to get him elected was I was hoping I'd have a driver. That hasn't seemed to have worked out. You know, we have different schedules, and, you know, one of us will be down there one day, and one of us is down there 3 days. But the fact that he's an attorney, he gives me a different perspective on many of the bills as we talk about them. And we talk a lot about what we can do to help the district, and we're both working for the same cause, which, you know, I think is so very important. So,
does he become like eyes and ears in another part of the state house for you?
Oh, he sure does. Okay. He sure does. You know, it gives us the opportunity to, he can be working over in the House at the exact same time I'm working over in the Senate on the same issues. So, I'm hoping he'll help me with my Labor Day bill.
And you're working together on a program coming up at the college in October. Tell us about that.
Yes, I appreciate you bringing that up. I'd certainly like to let your viewers know about it. It's going to be October 11th. It's going to be at LCC. We'll have some information in the local papers. And what we're going to do is, we know that this heroin is such an epidemic that we are going to put together state, federal, and local people that will give us information on what we can do to sort of combat this problem that we're having with heroin addiction, and giving them resources and where they can go, and asking for their opinions also of what we need to be doing at the state level to help combat this. You know, people that are in the trenches of this have better ideas than we do. And we, you know, we'll have on there Tom Stuber from Lakota's on there, Dr. Jama, because they've put together a great YouTube video. He'll have the opportunity to talk about that. We have Sel Rivera, who was one of the first people that came to me and said that we had a problem with heroin. So we have people from all areas on the panel that can answer questions. We have somebody from Attorney General's office. He's hoping himself he can attend, but he's got a very busy schedule and won't be able to let us know until a week ahead. October 11th, I don't remember, I think it's 5 or 6 o'clock, but we'll have that information out there at LCC.
Tonight, we have the first presidential debate.
Yes.
Will you be tuned in?
Yes, I will, but I probably won't be watching it totally excited about it. I will be doing other things at the same time. I've got some paperwork I've got to be doing, so I'll probably be doing that as I'm watching it. I'm sure I'll be as frustrated as everyone else watching it.
So, as a Republican, are you in the Donald Trump corner, or are you one of those women on the fence?
You know, I think I'm, you know, as you well know, no one is extremely happy about, well, some people are, but most of us aren't extremely happy about either candidate. You know, you've got one on the one side that has done things that she's been in for 30 years. I like the fact that she's a woman, but at the same token, I don't know if she's the right woman for being president right now. And then you have Mr. Trump on the other side, a successful businessman. You know, there's a lot of things we like about him, but at the same token, I certainly don't like his tone and some of the things that he has said. So I think I'm probably out there with the rest of them. You know, we're going to watch and see what happens tonight, and maybe that will solidify our ideas exactly where we're going. I'm not sure. So.
Well, they talk about how politics is really local, and, you know, even though they're on a national level, when you have a new mm-hmm. president, there's one part that takes place, but there's still groundwork that has to be done mm-hmm. in individual states and the regions that you represent. I'm looking at the paper from this past Saturday, and our U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown is playing basketball as part of this Big Brothers Keepers thing. Mm-hmm. Doing anything fun over the summer for you that involving going and being a part of some things that are pretty unique?
I never could play basketball, so I probably wouldn't be very good at like that, but I've certainly been to both the county fairs in Huron and Lorain and the festivals. I spent the whole weekend at the Apple Festival, and those things are always fun. Great food, unfortunately. But yeah, I'm not much of a basketball player, so you won't see me out in the court doing those kinds of things.
Now, if we don't see you at a festival and we want to go to see you, where can we go to see you?
I do have monthly office hours, and, you know, if you go on my website at work, I've just had one, and I've got another one coming up. I believe it's in Elyria on the West River Branch, and I think it's a Thursday night. I don't remember exactly which Thursday it is. I think it's the third Thursday from 6 to 7, if I'm not mistaken. But if you go into my website, you can find out or call my office. They can give the exact date. But, you know, I do these monthly office hours to make myself available. But, you know, I'll be at the parade in Avon Lake for homecoming, and I try to make breakfasts and dinners so I can make myself available. My home phone number's, you know, on my business card, so people can call me at home.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming up this morning and sharing a little bit of what's happening in the state of Ohio. Or...
I always appreciate WEOL and having the opportunity to talk to both of you. Thank you, Bruce and Craig. I appreciate it very much.
State Senator and Majority Whip, right, is Gail Manning joining us here.